Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. Today, it is May 26, 2024. Wow, this year has really flew by. We're almost done with the fifth month of 2024. And I'm here to share with you some good news. I want you to know you are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the NIV says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. That same verse in the NASB says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. And in the King James Version, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Think about that for a minute. Old things have passed away. New things have come. I like the way the King James says it. All things are become new. And you've always been taught, all means all, right? There's no way around that. All things are become new. But what are these old things that have passed away? The old thing that's passed away is the old sin nature. And all of the stinking thinking and wrong and or bad behaviors that are part of the old sin nature. Strong's Concordance explains it like this. It says this phrase as meaning man's previous moral condition. That moral condition is manifested in attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors that are contrary to the ways of God. Things of men, times, conditions that do not line up with kingdom ways. When we are made new, then these things pass away. We no longer sin or even desire to sin. So what are the new things that have come? It's a new way of thinking, a new way of behaving, a new agenda, a new life. The word used here is Strong's G3501, which Strong's says is properly so with respect to age, new, and as respect to substance, of a new kind. Romans 6:4 in the King James Version says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Romans 6:4 in the NIV says it like this, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Did you hear that? We were therefore buried with him through baptism, not praying a prayer asking for forgiveness. Sorry. But that prayer is only a statement expressing that you believe in Jesus and desire to be a part of the kingdom, his kingdom. He opens the door and invites you in. But to step into the kingdom, you must be baptized. You must be buried with him in baptism. When you are born again through water baptism, you come up out of those waters in which you were buried with Christ, a new creature. You are of a new kind. You have a new nature. You have a new life. You are now different in nature and substance and have become a child of God. Whereas before, you, like all humanity, were created by God, were trapped in a sin nature, which you were born into because of Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden. When you are born again by the Spirit of God through baptism, your nature is changed into a God nature. And you are a new kingdom citizen, sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. That is good news. Acts 2:33 in the NIV, it says, exalted to the right hand of God, he, referring to Jesus, has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. This is referring to speaking in tongues. This is when Peter and the disciples stood up on the day of Pentecost and said that this is what the prophet Joel spoke about, because they thought the disciples were drunk. And he said, no, this is what Joel was speaking about. And then in Acts 2:38, he goes on to tell them when they have their hearts pierced and want to know how to be born again and how to receive what they are talking about, he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:12-14, this is the NIV, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Don't get confused here. When you believe, truly believe, action follows. That action is you get baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. Then this new life should and often does manifest in healing, deliverance from addictions, a new love in your heart for God and people, things you once liked you no longer like, because you can feel that the Holy Spirit is grieved by them. The way you treat people is kinder, gentler, and more peaceful. You are quick to forgive and are generous. You have a desire to spend time with God and talk to him in prayer and read the Bible. You are not only hungry to know the truth, but also to know him who is the truth. You want to do things that you know please him because you love him. Those things he hates and even just doesn't want you to do, you quit doing because you don't want to grieve him. You want to take care of your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Not just in eating healthy and exercising, but most importantly, avoiding those sins against the body. 1 Corinthians 6:18 in the NIV, it says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. If you violate God's ways in this area, do not be surprised when you get sick. Sexual sin is rampant in the church, even. I mean, definitely in the world, but even in the church. This shouldn't be. But the good news is that God can forgive you and heal you. If you get an STD, God heals STDs. Repent and ask God to heal you if you have that open door. Seriously, close that door. There is still power in the blood, and the Lord is faithful to forgive us and cleanse us. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you have opened the door in this area of sexual immorality, having sex before marriage, having sex outside of your marriage, which is adultery, you know, even homosexual sex or anything that is ungodly in this area, that's a sin against your body. Repent, close that door, get healed and delivered. Amen. And you want to use your words to speak blessings and encouragement, not curses or tearing down others. So many in the church today are using bad language and are ugly to their brothers and sisters. They use curse words and speak curses against them. And so we want to clean up our mouth. Blessing and cursing should not come from our mouths. Only blessing. Amen. You know, the Bible talks about a fountain doesn't produce both bitter and pure water. So if we're going to be a fountain of life to others, we must spring forth from our mouths pure, clean water, not ugliness. You know, Yeshua taught us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12:33-37 in the New King James Version, it says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. What you say matters. Are your words building the kingdom? Are your words showing the goodness and faithfulness of God? Are your actions and words saying the same thing? Because you know actions speak louder than words. The phrase actions speak louder than words, it's not in the Bible, but the principle behind it is found in many passages. The Bible teaches that our actions reveal our true character and faith, and that we should not be hypocritical or idolatrous in our words or deeds. As Christians, we should align our actions with our words. Part of integrity is doing what we say. The dictionary says that integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. It is the state of being whole and undivided. To be divided means to be double-minded. If you say one thing and do another, you are double-minded. James 1:8 tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. If you are unstable, you cannot be trusted. On the other hand, a person with integrity can be trusted. So let's endeavor to have integrity, amen? Let's do what we say we're going to do. If you say you're going to be somewhere at a certain time, be there on time. If you say you're going to do something for someone, then do it. If you make a vow to God, you better keep it. Amen? 1 John 3:18 NIV tells us, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. So are your words and actions showing others that you've been born again? That you are a new creature in Christ? Are you manifesting and communicating the reality of the kingdom of heaven in both words and actions? It's a whole new way of living. It is kingdom living. When you are living according to kingdom ways, you have plenty to meet all of your needs and to share with others, as well as sow into advancing the kingdom throughout the earth. You are healthier. You are manifesting the fruit of the Spirit, which is first love. Galatians 5:22-23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Living in the kingdom according to kingdom ways means these should be manifesting more and more in your life. Living out of your position as a kingdom citizen means you are preaching the gospel of the kingdom, baptizing and discipling others, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead. You are destroying the works of the enemy in your own life and in the life of others, because sickness and people who are demonized, those are works of the enemy. So when you heal the sick and cast out devils, you are destroying the works of the enemy. So fulfill your God-ordained destiny and advance His kingdom of the earth in your sphere of influence. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 4:7. So let's do what 2 Corinthians 13:5 says. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. If you fail the test, repent. Tell Yeshua that you want to get it right with Him. Get baptized. Even if you once were baptized, but you find that you have backslidden, be baptized again. Return to Yeshua and work out your salvation in fear and trembling. Let that inward change become evident on the outside more and more every day. Let the fruit of the Spirit manifest in your life. And you should be growing in these. Every day you should have more love, more peace, more long-suffering. What did Galatians say? More kindness, more goodness, more faithfulness, more gentleness, more self-control. Remember, there's no law against these things. So let them grow and multiply in your life. Amen. Because when you let the fruit of the Spirit manifest in your life more and more for others to see, you bring glory to your Father in heaven. Amen. Well, that is all I have for you today. So as always, if you have questions or want to get baptized, contact me. Send an email to lotsoflovministries@yahoo.com. And we will work with you. If you're in my area, I would definitely be happy to baptize you. If you're not in my area, I'll help you find some place in your area where you can get baptized. Because we want to be a new creation in Christ Jesus. So let's repent and be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit and grow in the fruit of the Spirit and be new creations and show others that we're a new creation. If you're looking like the world, doing what the world does, then nobody knows you're a new creation. We have to look like a new creation. And when you read your Bible, there's many verses in there that will instruct you on what a new creation in Christ Jesus should look like and be acting like, what you should be doing and saying and how you should act. And when you do the things that you should be doing according to God's ways, you will advance the kingdom. You will encourage others to join the kingdom. Amen. Let's be kingdom advancers, kingdom ambassadors. Amen. Well, until next time, shalom.